Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Hi, everyone. It's Susan Winter here. Thank you so much for coming to my channel. Thank you, YouTube members, and thank you all of my wonderful subscribers who keep me coming back and keep me interested in showing up every week and bringing new information to light, things that you've been thinking about. I've been thinking about self-love. I know it's this big word that everybody talks about, and I think we're all still grappling with what in the world that means. I mean, we know, yes, I should love myself, but what does that really mean? How does it feel? How does it look in the real world? And how do we know if we're there? I have something that I think is a pretty good starting point. It's more accessible. It doesn't feel like climbing the Himalayas. It's about accepting the choices that we've made. And people don't talk about that very much, but if we can't accept the choices that we've made that basically have made us who we are today, then we're unable to move forward because we don't trust ourselves and we don't trust the process of life. We don't trust that there was an inherent part of us that was guiding us forward and telling us to try this thing that we felt very much committed to. Because oftentimes we look back and we look at our life and we think, oh God, why did I date John? What a waste of 5 years. Or why did I pay attention to that person? Why did I let her into my life? And what a disaster. And we tend to think of these choices, whether they're in business or in our career or in our personal life, and then we judge ourselves because of it. And remember, at all times, we're doing the best with the information we have in that very moment in time. That's all we know. And so it would be foolish to now take today's information and look at our former life choices and think, oh, you were such an idiot. So helping you to begin to love yourself is to get into agreement with the choices you've already made. That eliminates guilt. That eliminates beating yourself up emotionally. That eliminates comparing yourself to other people, because we are each here on our own journey. And we have to trust that each little twist and turn, even if it seems in retrospect, like, oh my God, what a disaster, it did something. And our inner guidance was urging us to take this path. Could we speed up the learning faster? Yes. Hopefully that's what we're learning in evolution. We are speeding up our understanding. But in the meantime, the best we can do is to accept that we made these decisions. This is part of the mosaic of our lives, and that these pieces have meaning. And that as we take a closer look at each progression, that this led to that, which led to this, which led to that, and that somehow we are today where we need to be. The elimination of comparison is another huge factor in self-acceptance. And we are social animals. So it's almost impossible not to compare ourselves to others. I felt an absolute true decline the minute that my media department told me you have to be on Instagram. I mean, it's beautiful visually, don't get me wrong. But if I look at one more person bragging about their 7 or now 8-figure business, while they're trying to hustle me for money and you, or I'm looking at one more person showing me the incredible hotel that they have and airfare and plane and private jets and perfect life. And I have to remember, like all of us, don't bite the bait. If you got to push it so hard and sell it so hard, you know, who are you really trying to convince? And isn't it sad that we all have to be this other person in order to have other people like us, so that hopefully at the end of the day, we will like ourselves? I think of it every time I think of luxury goods, handbags and things like that, that are extraordinarily expensive. And the nod that you get from another woman, like, oh, you're in my group. And then I think, wow, that's the price of admission to this group. I think it's much deeper than that. The day we can start liking who we are and trusting that we have enough just because we're here, that we don't need to have all these markers. If you want it, fine, get it. Live the most luxurious lifestyle. If you can go in a private jet, oh, do it in a heartbeat. But it doesn't define who we are. If we are looking for our worth from another human being, we are so lost to begin with, because human beings are fickle. And if you don't believe it, just look at your love life. People come in and out and you do the same thing, right? So we can't trust upon their approval to make us feel good. That will never work. So comparing ourselves and where we stand in the world, definitely a killer of self-love and self-esteem. These are two things. Running our own path, being attentive to our journey here, and being in honoring, in the mindset of honoring what we've come here to do. Because we are each unique. You did not come here to be a carbon copy of someone else. How boring. Is that what you wanted? Did you want to try and reproduce somebody else's lifestyle? Be them, a bad version of them? Because you don't want to see a bunch of replicas. That's just boring. We know the formula. What's exciting is when we see somebody who has the courage to be themselves. And that's always going to be unique. It's never going to be the same. And therein lies the beauty. That's the experience. So for those of you looking for, oh, I need to have self-love, and you keep hearing, just love yourself, start by reviewing your life and coming into agreement with the choices that have brought you to where you are today, because they are purposeful and you were guided intuitively. Two, try to be aware of when you're comparing yourself to others, because that's a killer of self-esteem. And when you look at social media, remember, that's a PR campaign. And whether a company is doing it or the individual, it's to try to get your acceptance. They actually want your acceptance. That's a fun twist. Think of it that way. And just love your uniqueness. It's your life. You've come to live your truth and allow it to just flourish inside. And then you know what'll happen? You're not even thinking about it. You're not looking for approval. You're not looking where you stand in the world. And suddenly you'll just kind of feel good about yourself. And then you'll realize, I think this thing that I'm feeling may just be self-love. I hope that helps you. Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net. If you want to work with me, please chat me up. Love to have a consultation with you. And join my newsletter at the bottom of the homepage. And if you have a video request for me, go to the contact page under media, under my agent, go to the box that says Q&A video requests. Thanks, everyone.